one episode. I've not been on the one episode for 2 weeks, man.
Why? Yeah.
The other time I had to jump on a call.
Okay.
And then last week I was not around.
You came to ruin it.
I came to ruin it. This is the Whenevisode. My name is Big C.
I'm G-Money.
And Young.
All righty.
Yeah, man.
What's going on, guys? All is well?
Everything is well. Chris.
All right. Whenevisode. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Oh, before we get also into all of that, you had wanted to talk about Nakuru, bro.
Nakuru?
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes. Nakuru.
Yeah. Shout out
to my people in Nakuru. Nakuru is actually a very interesting town. A couple of years back, they were in the news because of there was no pussy, like cots in the town.
No cats?
Yeah.
Like as in cats?
Yeah, like cots were just disappearing.
Uh-huh.
Like, they were just being minced and made into samosas.
Yeah, I remember
that story. Yeah. Bro, like no samosas in whatever.
No cats in...
No cats in thingy. Mm. Now they're back again. Mm. There's an elephant that's been terrorizing neighbors in that whole Bahati section. Mm. And guys are just...
A
whole elephant.
In Bahati.
In Bahati. You know, here's the thing, right? So this elephant is a very ill-behaved elephant.
Mm. Ill-mannered.
Like, you know, like how you have one of those guests who comes in, boop, they pull in and you're like, cool. No worries. Mm. And then he just keeps coming back. Comes back. So that was the case as to why this elephant actually got nicknamed Devi.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, like an elephant in the room.
So basically, is this an urban elephant? Like in the urban areas, like...
Clearly.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. It's one of those, like, you know, those Swahili medallies? Jogoa.
Mjini Hawiki. Kijijini.
Jogoa.
Or Jogoa Shamba Hawiki Kijijini.
Bro, I don't even know why I threw that in, but it's confusing and it sounded provocative.
Right, right.
But yo, do you know how crazy it is for you to, like, be, you know, like, think about it, right? Like, you know, Nakuru, you've been to Nakuru enough times, right? Mm. An elephant literally pulling up and it's solo.
Frequent. And you know they have good memory.
Yeah.
It knows what it's doing. It's wildlife, bro. Kwani, now what's supposed to happen?
But elephants are quite...
It's getting what it's getting from there, and clearly it keeps coming back.
So literally you're in a club and there's an elephant outside in Nakuru.
But you know what is actually interesting?
I've
never...
Give me a couple of beers.
Yeah, Tusker.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
You know I've never been like up close to an elephant before.
Never?
Never.
I have.
Yeah?
A bit too close maybe for us.
You never meet elephants now?
Henrik.
Sheldrick.
But those are like baby thingies.
But they're still elephants.
Those are like Jumbo.
Like babies are humans.
Those
are like
Dumbo's thingies.
They're still elephants.
They're the big ones.
They're the ones with, like, you know, suckle on those big things.
I've never seen... Shut up, Calvin. I've never seen an elephant in the wild.
Mean? See, they're those big jerrycans.
Big bottles, yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm saying I've never been... But I know where you're... I know you're going...
I wasn't going nowhere.
Oh, we can't trust you.
So anyway, I've never seen a big elephant in the wild, though. Have you ever seen one?
Yeah. When we were kids back in Meru, we used to go for some random trips to Timau. There's a place called Timau River Lodge.
Mm.
So occasionally they take us to see a couple of wildlife things. So there happened to be a couple of times when elephants were passing around that route. So we were fortunate enough to have come that close to them. Well, not that we were out of the school bus because we're still so young and all that. But it's a distance you're like, wow, this is an elephant.
Have you ever seen elephants in a while? Have you? You have. So we have four people in the studio, three have and one hasn't. Oh, interesting. I've never seen an elephant in the wild.
I want to pet an elephant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I saw one elephant the other day.
Was it cute?
I'm trying so hard to take this conversation seriously.
No. Like, I really want to pet an elephant. I saw an elephant the other day. I think it must be trained, right?
Mm.
It was chilling with, like, some white ladies, and it took off the heart. And I was just like, magic trick, man.
Damn,
that's a cool elephant.
Mm.
Until it just, like...
Put the hat back or whatever.
It put the heart back.
Yeah.
But you know what's actually crazy? As we record this podcast, now to go on to a serious bit, right? I'm really, really what do I say? First and foremost, as the mics are open, the good company, our condolences to the two young people who lost their lives, the instructor and the lady. The plane. By Wilson Airport.
Yes.
Very, very sad situation. Mm. But, I'm one person who watches, like, a lot of, like...
Crash
investigations and everything. And I've just been trying to make you know, to understand what exactly happened.
Right.
And I'm just like, you get. Because here's the thing, right? So this plane took off, the big Dash 8. So the Dash 8 is the bigger plane by Safarilink. And poop, it was out, right? And I was talking to someone who's like an aviation student today. And they said that the guys on the plane actually reported, and all of this, of course, is alleged. There's an investigation that's currently happening. They said that they reported and said it must have been like a bird that hit them because they didn't feel...
Bird strike.
Bird strike. And they were like, boop, on their way. And then they were told, you guys have to come back. This and this has happened. But I'm just like, isn't there like an air control that says... Yo, you're taking off and these other guys are doing this. And what I've also come to learn is this. Priority is actually given to the flying school, right? Because, you know, they're not experienced, or they're learning and all of that. And I don't know too much, but it's just really stuck with me since it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the story in a newspaper actually today. Like you said, condolences going out to those who lost their lives. I just think that every time, I think life is just a continual gamble, everything you do. You go into your car, you could end up in a car crash. You go in a plane, the plane could. I think at the end of the day, the most important thing to take from any of this is how are we living today in this moment.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
But it was so unfortunate. So I think the lady was 20 or something.
Wow.
And the instructor was like 26.
So young.
Bro, they've got their lives.
Whole life ahead of them, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's quite unfortunate, yeah.
For real.
We can move on to something else.
Yeah. Yes, man.
It's going to be a hard transition, but we'll take it nonetheless. Mm. So Mace put something out there that got the whole internet talking.
Mace.
And Mace, the artist. Yeah,
slowest rapper on earth.
Yeah, dopest rapper as well. But he said... he issues a warning against women who hire male personal trainers, and the whole internet went up in arms. Ah, yes.
Mm.
People were divided, of course, but before we get... I don't want even us to get into what people are talking about. I want us to have that conversation ourselves, because I was saying earlier on, before we started filming the podcast, I wouldn't have... I know that I have an issue with babes who do training, but I wouldn't have a female trainer to train me, because there's things that... Okay, you can be part of my crew training me how to maybe do this and this, because I have been through that. But singularly having a female trainer, I don't know if I can do that.
Right.
Because I just have been trained by a male trainer, basketball, yoga, and all that. And I've seen how a babe trainer can train. And it's just a preference thing. It's like, I prefer this as opposed to this. I have nothing against your format of training. I have nothing against your physique. I have nothing against energy or... It's just a matter of preference for me. I have been there. I've had a taste of both. I just prefer the male trainer. So the whole internet was along the lines of cheating. You know, like, you can get sexual with your female trainer or with your male trainer. Mm. That's what the internet took it. So I'll allow you guys to take it wherever you want to take it. Mm. For me, that's just my reason. And also, get a very attractive female trainer now, it's going to be...
hard.
Yes.
I see what you
mean. Exactly.
So, I mean, it's one of those ones where it's such a fascinating question, because I'm sitting there, in all of my life of going to the gym or whatever, I've never had a female trainer.
Never.
Even in terms of when I used to do yoga, it was a dude. And it's one of those ones, I don't know why that is. And I think that maybe,
But also, there's not that many trainers, lady trainers.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe
to come on now.
There's two I know in the gym that I go to at the moment.
Mm.
But then I said to myself, I have no issue in asking her to do something, I guess, but why is that?
It's interesting, no?
Especially as we are quote unquote woke. Enlightened.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
So here's the thing, right? So we have to admit and say, cool, there's not been that many women trainers traditionally.
Mm.
The numbers have gotten more and more and more. It's become a means of living, right?
Yeah.
So there's there, right? But also the way culture and everything is, you know, how we're schooled and all of that. Mm. There's all of those factors that come into play. Myself, would I mind? I really wouldn't mind, right? I don't really care. As long as I'm getting my exercise in, out, done.
Mm.
Would my ego be bruised if she's pulling, benching more than I am?
Probably.
You know what I mean? You get? I really wouldn't be, right?
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, when
okay.
she's like, hey, you got to do the squats and all of that. Or she's like, yo, chest day. And she's just hitting my chest like, bro, I can't hit her chest back like that. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever been, even you, when you're at the gym, have you ever been in a situation where you're working out with a babe who is going harder than you at the gym, like the weights, the reps, and everything? Because I've been through that. Even Ashley, because me and Ashley used to go to the same gym in USA, and Ashley, bro, she goes ham. She goes hard at the gym. She used to lift heavier weights than me, do more reps than you'd have thought she's playing for the rugby team. And me, I'm playing for the basketball team. Yeah, struggling with fewer weights, rather lighter weights, fewer reps and all that. But I never used to feel some type of way about it. In fact, we used to make fun about it, you know, like, okay, so I see what you're doing. Okay, let me challenge myself. I feel a little bit more over here.
I can only mention one female trainer who probably benches more than us. She used to work at Smart Gyms. But I feel like gym right now is very, very, it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's very, not highly strong, but very, very sensitive in the sense of like the other day I go to Smash Fit, the other day I was there and there's a lady who comes there and she's got like a tight ass gym stuff on and da, 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 da. And you see all the memes, see all the memes where
the booty,
you know, all the booty and all that stuff. And I was right there. You're so like, as a man, you're
bunda.
You're working out a different muscle now.
But the thing about it is like, cause you're so, you don't want to be caught in that sting operation, do you?
No.
But I think there's
Scorpion sting that ass.
Yeah, shut up. I just think, honestly, I think, you know, I think would be good in this market, female only gyms.
Yeah.
I think a female only gym. That would be great business, not because the man them. Oh, you know, you men, we can't go into safe spaces. But I think generally, I think that a female only gym or female only gyms is actually progressive.
Yeah, I'm with
you, man.
You
know what I mean, I'd call it the ovulation.
Because oh my goodness,
because only girls can do that.
How long have we been recording? 13 minutes.
Wrap it up.
This is the mics. This is not even the mics. This is the one never sold. My name is G Money.
Andy Young.
Big C.
Go away, Calvin.